Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Every March 17th, we honor St. Patrick by getting wasted. Right? But we don't know. We don't know. St. Patrick could be up in heaven going, I didn't even drink. What are these people doing? I like their color blue. I made that very clear.
Yes, I love this music. So festive.
St. Patrick's Day is today. Do you know who this band is, Kevin?
No, but they sound so cool.
They are the Dropkick Murphys, and they even put a statement out one time that said that St. Patty's Day is the one time they see their royalties skyrocket. yeah, people love this song. This is one of my favorite punk bands. And a lot of people like, oh yeah, this song's like real badass. Like, we love this and stuff. This song's about a pirate who lost his leg.
it's
such a stupid song. Oh boy. Well, here we are and here you are. And it is St. Patrick's Day. Congratulations. And Aaron go brought to you. And Kevin, do you have any big plans for St. Patty's Day?
I was going to go drink some green beer. That's it.
That's it?
What else is there to do?
There's so much to do.
Maybe I'll try corned beef hash for the first time.
Yeah, have you never done that?
I've never tried corned beef because I thought it comes from a can, but you guys recently told me that you have to prepare it.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, real. Are you thinking of chipped beef?
No, ew.
Yeah.
No. Okay. On the can, it looks like Spam, but it says corned beef.
On the can?
Yeah.
It looks, when you got real corned beef, it looks like steak.
Okay.
It's not like as thick as steak, but I mean, that's how, Google it real fast. But there's so many other things, though, as far as Irish cuisine goes, that's legitimately very good. Do you see it now?
Yes, but I don't like cabbage.
Okay, that's it. Corned beef and cabbage is pretty much what you get.
Yeah, I'll just get the corned beef.
Okay. Potatoes. Comes with potatoes. Soda bread. We were talking about that on Friday. Did you figure out what soda bread was?
Isn't it just an easy way to make bread with soda?
No, I don't think soda's involved at all. It's very dense bread. It's really good if you like bread, but like it's very, very dense.
Like sourdough texture?
It's more dense than that. It almost has like the consistency of underbaked cake.
That doesn't sound appetizing.
Except it's, what?
That doesn't sound appetizing at all.
Like super dense, moist cake. You don't like that?
No.
What? You're crazy. but it's bread, but it's, you know, it's not sweet or anything like that.
I'll try that too. Wow, I have so much to try today.
Shepherd's pie.
Oh my God, I'm going to get immersed in Irish culture.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So, I think actually we're going to go out for the first time in a couple years for St. Paddy's Day. My son, like we talked about this last week, and you know how he's really, his teacher must really have pushed the St. Patrick's Day agenda into his brain because, I mean, we built the leprechaun trap.
Oh, yeah.
Like we did all of that. And he like is all about like trying Irish foods. I was like, okay, I mean, if I don't have to cook, yeah, let's go out. Let's go find a place that has that kind of stuff.
Yes.
He's like, can I have green beer? I'm like, of course you can't have green beer. He goes, oh, so it's real beer. I go, yeah, it's real beer. He goes, oh, okay. He goes, can I have like green Sprite?
Oh.
I was like, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Judging people is wrong, but we all do it. We all enjoy doing it. In fact, reality TV is based upon it. But there are certain things, we have a list of five here, that men are sick of being judged for. Okay, this is according to BuzzFeed. You know, they always do all the hard research. First thing on here, having non-manly hobbies, such as crocheting or knitting. That is a new big thing with men. Baking is another one. And for some reason, I admit, I do think baking is feminine.
Interesting. Why? Because it's sweet.
Maybe that's what it is, or maybe it's similar to a womb.
Okay.
Number two, being short. Poor guys. They can't avoid it. My middle son's going to be a shorty.
You always say that. You don't know.
Yeah.
You also say that you're short and you're 5'10".
I mean, that I'm shorter than Kevin.
Okay.
Number three. Pampering yourself with things like massages and petties and manis and stuff like that.
I do think that pampering yourself to a certain degree does become a little feminine.
Sure. Let me finish running through this list. Okay. Kevin just walked into the room here and he looks pissed. Number four, taking long, relaxing showers. These are things that men are sick of being judged for. And number five on here, ordering a cocktail or a girly sweet drink instead of a beer.
Okay, totally disagree.
For that one?
Yeah, I actually think when a guy orders like a sweet drink or what is usually considered like a girly drink,
yeah,
I always think like he is very comfortable in his masculinity.
Kevin, speaking of comfortable in his masculinity, why are you so pissed?
Because I'm tired of people judging me for doing these things. I get massages daily. Well, not daily, monthly.
Massage, though. What about like manis and petties?
I do that bi-weekly. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. Doing it that often does seem very girly.
My cuticles and feet look beautiful.
I know you had a foot OnlyFans for a while there.
It did not take off.
I mean, besides, now that I'm looking at this list, the only thing on here that doesn't apply to you, Kevin, is being short.
Yeah, I'm 6 foot.
Yeah. So, okay, running down the... non-manly hobbies. What are some non-manly hobbies you have?
I like baking.
Yeah, okay.
Table tennis.
Interesting.
Video games.
No.
gardening.
Do you garden?
I tried and then I died. My plants died.
Oh, remember you wanted to be a plant daddy? Mm-hmm. See, I think there are a lot of things that if they are considered sort of feminine and men do them, I generally feel like it is because, like, to me, that's sort of like BDE.
Yes. Okay. Mm. Yes.
I
think it
depends. Like, I am so masculine that I can do girly things. Right. Not when you do it, Kevin, but like other guys.
Why can't it be applied to me?
Oh, God, there's so many reasons.
So are you saying that you think it's BDE if a guy goes and, like, gets his eyebrows waxed?
No. I mean, like, if he, like...
Or does a seaweed
like,
wrap?
Knit something.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he doesn't care. He's doing that well.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
What about someone that orders a tequila Cosmo?
Right.
Okay, well, if he says it like that, no.
You did recently say you switched to being a beer bro, quote unquote.
Because people judge me.
Okay.
Is that why?
Yeah. My go-to is usually
like a tequila Cosmo.
Tequila Cosmo. But then recently I hear murmurs when I'm at the bar, so I just go with the beer first.
I think it's the combination of things for you. It's the effeminate swishiness.
That's not my problem.
It is not. Your mom gave you too much soy milk. We've already gone over this.
Thank you.
Okay, we are saying that as if that is just
the truth. It is 100% true.
That's why he's effeminate. We have zero science to back that up.
Okay. I'm a science major. I have the science to prove it.
Okay, so I think for you, it's the combo of like being a little effeminate.
Okay.
And then also getting the girly drink. So maybe if you like butch it up a little bit and then you look at me real confused when I said that.
So get a Cosmo in a short glass with one ice cube.
No. I mean your demeanor. Okay. So be a little more masculine. I'm the bartender.
Okay.
Okay.
Sup.
Hi, what can I get you?
A Cosmo in a short glass, single ice only.
Okay. Okay, now do a lemon drop. Okay, now order it like you normally would.
Could I get a...
No, you have to approach the bar.
Hey, okay. How's it going?
Hey, sweetie, what can I get you?
What's the strongest drink?
You're literally curling your finger around your headset cord.
It's natural.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
Can I get a lemon drop, but make it extra strong?
Extra make me pucker.
Yes.
Okay, I think we figured it out.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Very simple question. Would you let your husband or boyfriend be friends with a porn star in real life? Call 916-909-1065. 909-1065. I guess this would apply for men too, but I would imagine that women have a stronger opinion about this.
Also, male porn stars.
What?
I don't know. Bleh.
Oh, they're gross?
Kinda.
Okay. We're asking this because I'm scrolling through my Instagram and I find a friend of mine's from college who still lives in New York City. And he posted like his big Thanksgiving and they're there amongst his family members and friends was a porn star. And I like did a triple take. I was like, hold on a second. I was like, why does she look familiar? I was like, did we go to school with her? And I'm looking closer and I'm zooming in and I was like, oh my God, I recognize that girl. And I was just blown away that his wife was cool with it.
Now, I'm guessing that your friend and his wife are not part of that world in any way.
Not even a little bit.
And
he's a guy, just to give you an idea of how not in that world he is, he felt bad that I didn't have enough money for a computer, so he built me one. He is that kind of guy.
Okay.
So 916-909-1065. Give us a call and tell us, like, would you be cool with your husband or boyfriend being friends with a porn star in real life? I want to find out what you think after we talk to you. Let's talk to Crystal first. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
Now, keep this PG-13, okay?
Oh, totally will.
Okay, because I understand that you would not have a problem with it.
No, I think it would be funny.
Funny?
Maybe not funny. Maybe not. Well, If I tell you my three reasons why I'm okay with it, it would be funny is one of the reasons.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll accept it.
Crystal, you say that you'd be fine with it. Katie, would you be fine with your husband?
Okay. Is he just friends with her, or are we friends with her together?
You're friends together.
And is she in a relationship?
I don't know. Let's assume she is.
Then probably yes.
Okay.
It'd
really?
Fine. Yeah.
Really? And Crystal, you'd be fine with it too. Here's why I'm surprised by that. Because none of your other friends you can see naked performing a sexual act whenever you want.
Right, but I do you think, I mean, of course he's going to look, obviously, as am I.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine, though, that the novelty wears off.
So what? She has plenty of other people that she's working with, quote unquote, or that she's friends with, or whatever. I just don't see that it would become some relationship. And also, so I had three reasons. That's the one. Two, one of my reasons is if he wanted to participate, or she offered him a job, I would be very interested to see if he'd probably get stage fright.
Okay. Your poor boy. God, I feel so bad for him right now. How would you feel? Take the porn star thing out of it. How would you feel if you found out that your husband had sexual fantasies about one of your friends?
Well, which friend?
Doesn't matter. Your hottest friend.
I think I'd be okay.
Really?
Kind of.
Okay. Now imagine
Can I tell you something, though? Him having sexual fantasies about somebody that is not in that industry feels worse than the fact that she does this for a living. And maybe it is because I know my husband, and I know my husband probably would not be actually attracted in real life to somebody who would do that as their job.
I get it.
So if he had regular sexual fantasies about a friend of mine, that I'd have a problem with. If one time he was just like, oh, wow, she's pretty hot.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something you can't stop from happening.
Let's find somebody with an opposing point of view and talk to Maria real fast. Maria.
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sacramento.
All right.
Are you mad at us?
You already seem like you're mad at your boyfriend or husband.
Well, I am. Honestly, this is an easy topic. I feel like all men are dogs. If you put a beef plate in front of them, they're going to eat it.
Okay. Just because this girl is a porn star doesn't mean she's going to want to sleep with your man. If anything, it means she's absolutely not going to want to, because A, who wants to take their work home? And B...
But see, he's not my problem. The problem is he is the problem.
You think he's going to want to get with that?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been in this relationship?
22 years.
Okay. This definitely smells of 22.
That's how bad I know him. He is a dog. If you put a beefsteak in front of him, he will eat it.
I am deceased. You're hysterical. And also, you deserve better.
Maria, thank you so much for calling. Wow.
106.5 The End. It's the wake-up call.
If you are a parent between the ages of 26 and 41, make sure you are listening to this, because there could be something very wrong with your bedtime routine for your baby. And that is, according to new research, there's a good chance you don't even know the words to lullabies. Now, most people sing to their kids. Oh, almost 85% of parents polled said that they sing to their kids and they view it as very important. 90% said they read to their kids every night before bed. Both of these things are crucial to having a good bedtime for children, experts say. But according to the same research poll, 53% of millennial parents don't know the lyrics to almost every lullaby. They asked them. They put it to the test. And they don't know them.
Now, I am an older Mel.
Mm.
As much as Gavin would like to believe that isn't true. But we do have a millennial just...
Right in the center.
Right in the center. I mean, plump, ready for the picking. Okay?
Ready for babies.
Right. Yes, you would like two babies from two different women.
Mm-hmm.
So... why don't we put our millennial to the test?
See if you're ready,
yeah,
Kevin,
ready
to be a parent. Are you going to be in this majority of millennials that don't know the lyrics to lullabies? Because it's important for a baby.
I know all the lullabies.
Okay, great.
Lullabies. We're off to a bad start. First of all, I've got a list of, this is from What to Expect, of the top lullabies, okay?
Okay.
Let's start with Rockabye Baby.
Okay, I know that one.
It goes, sing us Rockabye Baby.
Rockabye Baby in the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. And then something, it rocks and rocks and then it falls eventually.
Well, those are the lyrics.
I don't know the end part, so but the first part so I got.
He got a lot more than I thought he would.
He screwed up right away, but Rockabye Baby on the treetop.
Okay.
When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall, and down will come baby, cradle and all. It's a very sad story.
It's terrible. I know.
All right. Let's move on to Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
This I got.
All right. I believe in you.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. And then it just repeats.
Okay.
All right, so that one you did pretty well. How about, and this one's, we're going to go international.
Okay. Ooh.
Okay. Frere Jacques.
Okay, I know the three words that begin it. It goes, Frere Jacques, Frere Jacques.
How about we make it easier for you? It's the same tune, but we sing Brother John.
You lost me. I don't know
that
one.
How about Jack and Jill?
Jack and Jill ran up the hill, then jumped over a log and went down the other hill. Something like that. They were going up the hill, then they had to jump over a log or something.
There's no jumping and there's no log.
What were they going up the hill for?
I don't remember.
Do you think it was to get water?
No, I think they went. No. I think they went up there. I think they were playing something up there, but then they had to eventually come down for like dinner or something.
Part of the lyrics are the go up the hill to fetch.
To fetch.
Okay, how about Ring Around the Rosie? It's not really a lullaby, but
right.
It's...
Ring around the Rosie, pocket full of something, ashes, we all fall down.
I've never been more haunted in my life.
Finally, Kevin gave it the rendition that song about the plague deserves.
Oh yeah.
How about You Are My Sunshine?
I know the first part.
You
are
mean
my
the title?
No. The lyric. You are my sunshine, my very sunshine.
Nope.
Oh, so bright you are.
Nope. You make me
happy
when
I'm sad.
You'll never
go down.
How much
I love you.
Please don't
go. These are dumb songs. I know, blah, blah, black sheep.
Blah, blah.
Why are you laughing? I was the black sheep in my play.
Oh, you're the black sheep of this whole bit.
Blah, blah, black sheep.
God, Kevin, you are a millennial not ready to be a parent. That's.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
For sure.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
It is St. Patty's Day. And we did it again. You would think that a morning radio show would be amped and excited about St. Patty's Day, especially because in the past, we may or may not have been intoxicated on the air. I don't know. There may or may not be a video of Katie trying to help me up after I fell down and me just pulling her down onto the ground.
Just all of it. He just like took me off my feet and he goes, "Happy St. Patty's Day."
And ever since then, I guess we have just decided St. Patty's Day, who cares? Last year, if you don't remember, because we didn't, we had to go back and check the tapes. Kevin and I did not wear green last year. Smash cut to this year, I wore green and these two didn't.
I mean, I'm wearing green leggings.
What kind of green?
Olive.
That doesn't count.
You know what? Here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to have another St. Patrick's Day where you tell me the color green I'm wearing is wrong.
That's the wrong color.
Well, when I've worn other colors, you told me that was wrong.
We all know what kind of green is St. Patty's Day. First of all,
not everybody has that.
There's evergreen.
Yes.
That counts. Mm-hmm. The dark green. And then there's this, whatever this is called.
No, that's Kelly green. Kelly green is the only color.
No, you can get away with dark green too. Mm-hmm. You can get away with dark green.
That's kind of what I'm wearing.
No.
No. You're wearing more of like a muddy brown green.
Yeah.
Here's why you don't get to say anything anymore. Because all of the years that you forgot,
yeah,
you were fine with it.
Well, I'm making up for it now.
Okay, but
and I'm wearing green, and I'm sick and tired of you guys besmirching St. Patty's Day.
My point
I'm
is,
I'm gonna pinch you.
When you so pinch me,
I'm gonna pinch you. I'm gonna pinch both of you.
Don't pinch me.
I'm gonna pinch you.
Don't.
Here he comes.
Don't.
Here
That's
comes.
Not fair. I forgot.
Here he
Ow.
Comes.
Ow.
Oh my God, you really got it.
Oh my God. Ow.
The pinching.
You pinched my upper arm. It's a really sensitive part.
I'm sorry. I didn't. I forgot.
If dressing for St. Patrick's Day is going to give you the sillies like this, this has to be the last year. Because it was better in the past when we were like, you're not wearing green. And you're like, and who cares? This is a stupid holiday.
Right.
But now that you're Mr.
It wasn't so much that it's a stupid holiday. It's that I'm a grown-up and I don't have to wear green. But there was a company mandate this year.
Stop calling it a company mandate.
An email went out and said, if you don't wear green, you can go F off.
Okay, none of it said that.
Signed HR.
It did not say that. Every time there's some sort of spirit day, you have to stop saying it's a company mandate. A company mandate is completing the sexual harassment training.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
That's a company mandate.
And also wearing purple on King's Day. And also wearing red or gold on the day before the Super Bowl.
Or red or pink for Valentine's Day.
Right.
Or wearing a jersey.
Yeah. Those are all company mandates. So you guys violated it. And here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. We're a team. Guys.
Well, then where was our teammate reminding us?
Right. I didn't get no text message.
Kevin and I usually are the ones to be like, hey, guys, don't forget to XYZ.
If we remember.
I can't think of you ever doing that, Mr. Team Player.
Hold on a second. I am not the one that does the reminding because I am crazy.
What do you mean?
And I have I have to take pills made from jellyfish to remember where I left things. Important things. I have to take pills of ground up jellyfish so that I go home and call my children by their right names.
Okay. Except.
You're going to listen to that guy?
Well, you remember.
Hey, God. Yeah, I did. Yeah,
and
I did.
And where was our, hey, don't forget, right. guys?
That's right. I did forget.
You remembered
I mean, I did remember. I did remember, and you guys forgot. So, listen, Gavin wins.
No, I think you're missing the team. We're a team part.
I win St. Patty's Day.
He's backpedaling. He said we were a team. Now he's I win.
Now he's like, Mr.
Well, it makes us all look bad.
Then maybe you should have acted like a team player for once in your life.
You wouldn't have listened to me.
Why?
Because I take jellyfish pills.
You'd be like, time to check your pills. Oh, that's right. There was a company mandate.
Oh, yeah. God. I need to remind you guys of everything.
You just said you remind us of nothing.
Right.
Fine. Starting today, I'm pulling the weight for all of us in the memory department. Because you know what they say about Gavin? Great memory and always old reliable. That's what they call him, okay? Right. So from now on, I guess that's just what I have to do, okay?
Well, you know what? Then you'll understand how Kevin and I have felt all these years.
Okay, yeah, I guess I will. And I'll bet it won't be that bad.
God, that's great news for you.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
This is very exciting. The future is here. The moment we've all been waiting for. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for flying cars.
What?
Yes. This is amazing. And when I first saw this video, I gotta be honest, my jaw was on the ground. It is a video of a car lifting off of the ground and then flying over top of an SUV and landing safely. Is it possible that the future is here? Is it possible that we are going to finally get some flying cars in our lives? Hold on. If you want to see this, just text the word fly, FLY, right now to 916-909-1065. I'm going to play for you, though. Are you looking at it right now?
Yeah.
Do you see the car flying?
Yeah.
What do you think, Kevin?
It kind of looks okay. It's just floating.
Well, it's flying. It's lifting off the ground. I'm going to play for you some of the news coverage of this, and I'm going to tell you why. Just pump the brakes, pun intended, on why you shouldn't get too excited just yet.
NBC News was given exclusive access to see their concept model with our own eyes.
If everything goes smoothly, I'm going to watch a car fly over another car.
Sure enough, we watched it soar through the air over another car and land. But for all the magic of this moment, we were heavily restricted.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Air laws.
Heavily restricted, no, in what they were allowed to film.
What?
Okay.
Forced to shoot at least half a football field away, and we never actually saw the driver entering or exiting the vehicle.
I can't tell you how disappointed I am. And the more you poke holes in what you see,
okay,
the angrier and angrier you will become that it really appears like we were all duped.
So then what is it?
You want to know what I think it is?
Yeah.
A drone. I think it's a drone with like a fiberglass car case around the drone. And I think we're tricked. The NBC News had to film from a half a football field away. They never saw anybody get in it. They never saw anybody get out.
Yeah.
They weren't allowed to look in the cockpit or driver's seat or whatever the hell you want to call it.
Yeah.
And it gets worse.
Shady.
And it gets worse. The guy who owns this startup is a guy named Jim Duchovny.
Okay.
Right off the bat, Jim Duchovny, he just looks like a grifter. Now, maybe I'm stereotyping.
Okay.
He's tall. He's skinny. He's wearing a black suit. He's got a finely trimmed weird beard.
Okay.
And his hair is in a ponytail.
Okay.
I don't trust ponytails.
Okay.
Nobody should. Then I do a little bit more research into this guy, and it gets even worse. Because Jim Duchovny also used to go by another name.
What?
And his name was DJ Wizard. And DJ Wizard had a song.
What?
That he tried to make a hit, and it sounds like this.
Ready, one, two, three, four.
What is going on?
So, I'm just saying, I'm trusting this guy less and less.
You know what is the least trustworthy part?
That he's not a wizard?
Well, that he thought DJ Wizard was a cool name.
Oh my.
Like, what a dork.
Wow. I'm gonna put all of my faith in flying cars in a guy who used to go by DJ Wizard,
right,
and made this.
Man, how many people do you think he played that for?
Oh, so many.
So many.
I'll bet he made so many Thanksgivings uncomfortable. Just, hey, Jim, come here. Before everybody comes over, don't ask anyone to fund your new album. Don't bring it up. I won't. Then through a muffled door, she hears this. Jimmy, stop playing that. I told you, I'm not playing. Uncle John said he wants to hear it. Some people want to hear it, Mom. Go ahead, don't let the tuner out. So, like, I'm just saying,
like
we could get, like, 5,000 of these out on the streets, you know? All I need is, like, I need, like, $200. That's all I need. I know a guy, burn CDs. They're burn CDs, but still. What? Mom! I'll be down in a second. John, where are you going? Uncle John, where are you going? Fast forward 10 years, and he's like, I know. But now, like, I'm no longer DJ Wizard, and now I'm the father of flying cars.
God.
sounds trustworthy to me. Oh, man. Again, text FLY to 909-1065.
1065, the end.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
I played the wrong intro. My apologies to our master of ceremonies. It's Are You Smarter Than Kevin? My apologies, Kevin.
I'm shook.
All right, well, it's St. Patty's Day. You give me a little bit of leeway today.
You're not even Irish.
That's true. Good morning, Chafe.
Chafe.
That's what I said.
Good morning.
Hi, Chafe. Your name is Chafe.
Correct.
That's what I said.
Like what happens to thick thighs at Disneyland. Yeah, all right, I guess I'm right.
He probably got that all the time.
All right, Kevin's going to leave the studio. I'm going to ask you 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture, and the jackpot is up to $240. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Here we go. Question 1. Today is St. Patrick's Day, so hopefully you're wearing green. St. Patrick was a real person, but he wasn't Irish, and he never drove snakes out of Ireland, as Ireland didn't have snakes to begin with. Just a little bit of a little hard truth for everybody. Which of the following is not a real snake? A boomslang, a hognose, or a basilisk?
Basilisk?
Question 2. Jason Isaac is the actor in the new season of White Lotus who recently had a very talked about full frontal nude scene. He was being interviewed live and was asked if it was real or not, and he got mad because women are never asked that question, but men are. What streaming service makes White Lotus?
Hulu.
Question three, Gene Hackman passed away from cardiac arrest a week after his wife passed away, and this caused a financial problem for the family. He had $80 million, and he left it all to his wife in the will with no mention of his kids, who now have to fight over what is left. What is the legal process where a court handles a dead person's assets after their death? What is that called?
No, I know this. I don't know it off the top of my head right now.
All right, question four. Jenna Ortega said that she has no interest in being in a Marvel movie, as she was already in one. She is apparently in Iron Man 3, but was completely cut out of the film, except for just a few shots. If you're wondering, she played the vice president's daughter in Iron Man 3. Iron Man 3 came out in 2013. Who was our vice president in 2013?
Joe Biden.
And question five, Millie Bobby Brown likes animals, like really likes animals. She was being interviewed and was asked about it, and she said the number of her pets has now reached 62. 62. Pay attention to these numbers. If 10 of them are dogs and 9 of them are cats, 4 of them are pigs, and 12 are birds, how many are left?
35.
All righty. Please bring Kevin back in here for me. And Chafe, where are we off to? I can hear the turn signal.
I pulled over on the side of the road. I'm heading to Oakley to work.
Where do you work? What do you do?
I'm a mobile building maintenance mechanic.
Mobile building maintenance mechanic.
What?
Yeah.
So, like,
I work on buildings like electrical, plumbing, all that kind of stuff.
Aren't all of you mobile?
Sometimes. Some are dedicated to sites, but.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Start stopping my van, yeah.
You're more freelance. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay, yeah. Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you for listening to us on that long ass drive. Kevin, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question one, today is St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Despite wearing a black hoodie, you are wearing green.
Yes, right under it says, I'm feeling lucky.
I didn't see that earlier. St. Patrick was a real person, but he was not Irish. He was British, and he never drove the snakes out of Ireland because Ireland did not have native snakes. Which of the following is not a real snake? A boomslang, a hognose, or a basilisk?
A basilisk.
Yes, that is correct. Question two. Jason Isaac is the actor on the new season of White Lotus, and he recently did that full frontal nude scene that everybody's talking about.
Oh.
Do you watch White Lotus?
I haven't watched the new season yet.
Oh, okay. He was being interviewed, and they asked him, is it real? Was that really you? And he got really mad about it because he says women are never asked that question.
Right.
When the was that a real body double? Was that really your butt? He got pretty mad about that. What streaming service makes White Lotus?
Max.
Yeah. HBO Max. Or Max. I don't know what we're calling it. It'll always be HBO to me.
Yeah.
Question three. Gene Hackman, you know, passed away from cardiac arrest a week after his wife did. Well, this has caused a financial problem for the family. He had $80 million in assets.
Oh, boy.
And he left it all to his wife in the will, who is dead, with no mention of the kids. So now his kids need to figure out and fight it out. And yeah.
Oh, boy.
What's it called for the legal process where a court handles a dead person's assets after their death?
I seen this. Prohibition?
Oh. You were on the right track. It's probate.
I know it was pro something.
Probate. Question four. Jenna Ortega says that she's never going to do a Marvel movie again.
Oh, no.
Well, she apparently was in Iron Man 3.
She was?
But yeah, apparently, this is before she was super famous. She had all of her lines cut out. And you can see her in the film, but she has no lines and she's only in a couple shots. Apparently, she played the vice president's daughter in Iron Man 3.
Huh.
Iron Man 3 came out in 2013. Who was our real vice president in 2013?
2013. Joe Biden.
Yeah. And question five. Millie Bobby Brown has a lot of pets. She said in an interview recently that the number is 62.
What? That's more than Katie.
I know. She lives in like a little farm.
Oh.
62. 62. Listen to these numbers.
Oh my God.
If 10 of them are dogs, okay. 9 of them are cats, 4 of them are pigs, and 12 of them are birds, how many animals are left?
You say how many cats?
9.
9, 7, 19, 19 plus 4, 23 plus 12, 20, no. 12, 35, 62 minus 35, 27.
Yep, there we go.
You made me do so much math.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. All right, Chafe, are you there?
Yep.
Is Chafe short for something?
No, I'm just short.
You're just a short, I get it.
Short king. I love it. Final score. You got 2, but Kevin got 4. Kevin wins.
Oh, boy.
All right. So we're going to have $20 in the jackpot. It lives to fight another day. But what is it, Chafe, that you want to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Kevin.
That is correct. You are not smarter than Kevin today, but we love you for listening. And we
baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Appreciate it.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
My son is getting indoctrinated at school.
Oh boy.
And I'm sick and tired of it. It's not preparing me as a parent. If you're going to do that to my children at school, you have to tell the parents, and I need to know it's coming. And of course, I'm talking about something very controversial, leprechauns.
Right.
My son came up and said, this is my 8-year-old, and said, we have to build a leprechaun trap. Just put it right out there. And I was like, cool. All right. You know where all the supplies are. If you need anything that's up high, you let me know. He goes, no, I need your help. And I said, I will help you, but you have to walk me through it. And he was unprepared to walk me through it. He had what little, it's like the school got him so excited to catch a leprechaun, but then taught him none of the resources or skills or methods to catch said leprechaun. So I fumbled my way through this whole thing. A box?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where I started.
Oh. Okay, so I've done a box.
Okay.
I've done a basket, a tall basket. I've done really, like, the biggest mason jars you can get, like gallon-sized mason jars.
Wow. How big is a leprechaun?
Depends on the breed.
What?
I see.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes they're big enough to fit in a box, and sometimes they're big enough to get themselves into a mason jar.
So we did the box. All right, so, well, then let me describe what we came up with, and then you can tell me if we were on the right track or the wrong track, because I knew nothing. So, first of all, box, green pipe cleaners.
Oh, okay.
And we took a pen, pushed them through the sides of the box to push the pipe cleaners through to make it look attractive.
Okay.
Googly eyes.
Huh.
And the so then we put a bowl because he says you need to lure them in. I didn't know what to put in the bowl. He had his ideas. I said money?
Yeah.
Oh, gold. Okay. So yeah, money. Gold. Well, I don't have any gold. And then I said, my son made a sign behind the bowl with an arrow and it said safe place for leprechauns.
That's smart. Okay.
Straight up deception.
Right.
Now, my thought, how we do on that?
I would say good.
Okay.
Yeah. But
there's no mechanism to actually trap it.
Okay, so that's where you're going wrong.
Now, can leprechauns smell gold slash money? Is that how they find it? Because if they can't see it.
Well, you leave signs. Like the
signs.
Other. Yeah.
Money this way.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, follow-up question. Because again, I don't know anything about leprechauns, but my son's school seems to be teaching him an awful lot about them.
Uh-huh.
Once you catch one, what do you do with it?
Okay,
so, is it like a pet? Is like
okay? That I don't know, but I can't believe we've talked all this time and I forgot to tell you guys that my great grandfather
was a leprechaun.
What'd you say?
Was a leprechaun?
No. Grandpa Costello, mm-hmm. He had a leprechaun that lived in his woodpile.
Oh.
And if you didn't do your chores or you didn't do what, like the things you were supposed to do.
Yeah.
The leprechaun would come and pour gravy in your hair at night.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a threat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did gravy ever get poured in anybody's hair?
I don't think so. Thank God.
Did the leprechaun make his own gravy or go out and buy some?
Probably made his own.
Made his own gravy.
Yeah.
But that wasn't a captured leprechaun.
No,
that was a wild leprechaun.
Yeah, he lived there.
Like much like when a barn cat takes up residency in your house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my son though wants to catch one.
Okay.
Now I'm worried that if we catch one,
then what?
It's another mouth to feed? I don't know. Like, what do we do with the leprechaun?
Obviously, you have to give him his own space.
The leprechaun.
Yeah.
Oh, the habitat.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. Buy like a terrarium? Has nobody ever thought of this?
See, our leprechauns are sneaky. They always get out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So you could see that they got in.
Yeah.
They took the gold.
I see.
But then they managed to get their way out.
So I need to fingers crossed that my son gets disappointed by all the work that we put into the trap.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
I think they're, I don't know why I think this, I think they're kind of mean and nasty.
All right. Well,
are
now,
they not?
Before we get canceled, that is an unhealthy stereotype.
I always thought that leprechauns were like if you got one, they'd like hiss at you.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
This is always the time of year where it's okay to play the Dropkick Murphys on any radio station. Because we're talking about St. Paddy's Day and the Irish and how much they hate Americans.
Oh,
you know, there's going to be so many people walking around wearing shirts that say, "Kiss me, I'm Irish." And the Irish hate that. They hate it. And they hate it so much more than we thought they did. New data has come out. And holy cow, is it bad. Over 60% of Irish people, real Irish people that
from
live
Ireland.
In Ireland, yeah, hate it when they say anybody, but they're talking about Americans, say, "Oh, I'm Irish." They hate it. They hate it. And then they break it down. Like, well, when is it acceptable to say that you're Irish? Okay, they were asked. At least one of your great, this is the least acceptable, one of your great-great-grandparents was from Ireland.
Okay.
You get to say you're Irish? 15% of Irish people say that's acceptable. Oh. At least one great-grandparent was from Ireland. 25% say that's acceptable. Okay, how about a grandparent? We're still only at a third say that you're allowed to say you're Irish. Okay, one of my parents is from Ireland. Still less than half of Irish people say you're not allowed to say you're Irish.
Okay. So you have to live in Ireland and both of your parents lived in Ireland.
Yeah.
And that's the only way you could. Okay. See, this pisses me off.
I figured it would.
In fairness, I used to say I'm Scottish because my mom's side of the family, there's a lot of Scots. Like, my grandfather's mom, so my great-grandmother, literally came here from Scotland.
Right.
Then I did my 23andMe, and they said, "Bitch!"
Yeah.
Nope.
Didn't think so.
You Irish.
Yeah.
Okay. But if I can't say I'm Irish, what do I say?
Ireland, we know you listen. This is something you need to understand about us. We can't say we're American because American means so many different things. It's not like Ireland where you can say, I am Irish, and you go, oh.
Right.
Like if you say I'm American, that could mean Native American. It could mean you're Latino.
Yeah.
It could mean that you are 100% Caucasian. It could mean that you're African American. Like America. That's why America's so great. We are a melting pot.
Ireland has a lot of redheaded people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We are struggling enough.
Okay.
And they should know that. Okay. They should. Yes. Let's stay together because they know the plight of being a redhead.
Yeah.
First of all, we don't get any emojis.
Right.
That's pretty rough.
Well,
second, we can't go outside.
Right.
Third, I don't know where this came from, but saying we don't even have a soul became a thing.
Well, your pain tolerance is rock bottom.
They used to burn us because they thought we were witches.
Yeah.
Like, come on, guys.
It is weird about Irish people hating Americans that say they're Irish because this doesn't apply to Vietnamese people, does it, Kevin?
No.
Like, if you had a kid and then your kid had a kid, so that's two generations born in America, right? Three generations born in America. But if your grandson said, I'm Vietnamese, I'll bet your mother, who will still be alive, would be thrilled by that.
Yeah, she would love it.
And she was born in Vietnam, so she is Vietnamese.
And you know what? Vietnamese and just like Asians in general, you guys get really juiced for just any Asian.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
I mean, K-pop, Kevin couldn't love K-pop more.
But I mean, like, he sees another Asian person, he's like, oh, she's Asian.
He sees one on TV, and now he does quickly say, like, I'll bet they're Japanese or something
like
that.
Well, they are the best looking.
He does say that. Yeah.
But, like, it also applies to Italian people. I'm second generation American, but when I went to Italy, though, they're like, no, you Italian. They were saying that to my stepdad, whose last name is McAllister. So, like, I don't know. Irish people just got to chill out.
What's going on?
You just, well, don't ask Katie. Kevin directed that question at you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow,
she's not part of it.
Don't. They're going to come for her next if you keep looking at her and be like, yeah, Katie is an Irish person.
No. I'm not allowed to be.
Right, she's not allowed. So this St. Patty's Day, remember that. Say, kiss me, I'm Irish. No, asterisk. Kiss me, I'm American from Irish heritage. That's what they want you to say.
106.5 The End. It's the wake-up call.
This is one of the craziest stories I've heard in a long time. A guy was detained at the airport because they found something in his pants.
Oh.
It wasn't drugs. It wasn't a weapon. It was a turtle.
What?
Listen to this story.
TSA workers thought they had seen it all, and then this happened.
A man from East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, concealed a live turtle in his pants.
Yes, he did.
The animal was wrapped in a blue towel under the man's clothing. That's a lot to pack in your pants. TSA conducted a pat-down Friday at Newark Liberty International when the man's body scanner alarm went off.
Officers confiscated the turtle, which did not appear to be harmed. Port Authority police escorted the man from the checkpoint area, and he missed his flight. It is unclear if the man kept the turtle as a pet and why it was in his pants.
I've done an embarrassing amount of research into this story.
Great.
Several news sites, went to YouTube, watched different news reports. You know what is never addressed?
The turtle's name.
That's true. No, that is not addressed either.
Oh.
But also, why this is illegal? Why can't we fly with turtles in our pants?
Right.
I can't think of a single reason.
I can't either. And
I can't find one. Okay. I will say, I believe turtles can make people sick.
Really?
Yeah, could you look that up, Kevin? I want to say they can give you illnesses.
Like salmonella?
Maybe. Okay, but let's take that out of it. Let's pretend that
he's a pet. He's a pet. He's not a wild turtle.
Well, I'm just saying. Okay, so let's take that out of it. Now, there are things that if you put them in your pants and you got on a flight, I don't want to sit next to you. I want to sit next to this guy.
Who's got a turtle in his pants?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, take the turtle out of your pants.
What a story.
Right. Hey, you sit next to him. What do we have? What is this?
Well, what a carry-on.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What is his name?
Right.
First question you ask. Obviously. Or her.
Obviously, don't put a snake in your pants.
I don't want to be near a snake.
Mm-mm.
Or a spider.
Or a spider. Even if it's something like a mouse. Mm.
That seems like it's too jumpy. It
gets get away too
away.
Fast. They get away too fast. Now, a rat, a pet rat, I'm okay with.
Why?
Put that in your pants.
But why not a mouse?
Mice, you can't. You can't, like, love them.
You They're can love a rat?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
My cousin used to take her rat to work every day, and he'd just sit on her desk.
Well, listen, we can't criminalize turtles for possibly giving me making you sick. The rats caused a plague, all right? So if we're going to... Did you ever find anything?
Yeah, I could give you salmonella.
Okay, so they can't give you salmonella.
Okay.
So, okay. But, I mean... If you're okay with rats, then we have to be okay with turtles. I just want to know what the problem is here. Like, if he had that turtle in a box and put it underneath the seat in front of him, I'll bet it would have been allowed.
For some reason, I don't think even that would.
Really?
Yeah.
I did it with my cat.
I feel like that's a dog and cat thing.
That's racist.
I agree.
Or speciesist or something like that. Because there's...
Oh.
What'd you find?
Airlines prohibit and reptiles.
Why though?
I don't know. They said you could have dogs, cats, no reptiles.
So I know that it's illegal. I want to know the why. If anybody knows, what's the problem? I don't get it.
So could you like bring a bunny as a carry-on?
It doesn't say rodent.
Doesn't sound like it says you could or couldn't.
You could.
You could?
Okay, yeah. You could bring a bunny.
Why are they so against reptiles?
I don't know.
I mean, the turtle is the only reptile I'm into.
But baby alligator. Baby.
Nah.
Why? What's the worst it's going to do? Nibble on your finger.
It's not that. It's just like, I don't want to hold it.
Well, sure. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're right. Outside of that, I can't. What about a fun little lizard?
No.
That's a reptile.
I know. She's saying that the turtle's the only reptile she can think of.
I only liked one lizard in my life.
And?
And she died.
Oh, all right. Well, so. That killed all the lizards off, I guess. All right. Anyway, I just think that this is something that we can really throw our support behind, that if you want to fly with your pet in your pants, I don't see why you can't. As long as the pet isn't being hurt in any way.
Right. And it's a pet that we like.
And it's a pet that we like. And they even said in the news report, the turtle was fine.
Right. Of course it was.
People fly with all kinds of weird stuff in their pants. So, like, I don't know. It just seems like somebody texts in, lots of reptiles are invasive. All right, nerd.
Invasive? What does that mean?
They like, reproduce a lot.
They'll get into a habitat and they can take over the habitat. All right, but you know what that habitat isn't? The sky.
Right.
If anything, you're asking me, the sky could use some more turtles.
Right. Take that to the bank.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Just last year that I was declared a gay icon by the gay community of Sacramento.
Okay, by one gay.
Representing the gay community, and I accepted it graciously. I wear it as a badge of honor, and now, look who wants to ride my coattails.
No.
It is Katie from the Wake Up Call. Ever heard of her? And she wants to know, one, why she hasn't been declared a gay icon yet. And then two, and this is more importantly, how can she become a gay icon? And we have an expert on this matter on the phone. I feel like it's a weird thing to say, but it's true. A celebrity gay. His name is Joey Camasta.
And I think the weirder part is that he is your twin.
He looks exactly like me. Joey, we've had you on the show many times. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me back. What an honor.
Joey Camasta is a member of Barstool on the social media empire now. I would say that you are one of their biggest stars at this point, actually.
I agree with you.
So... And you can follow Joey on Instagram at Joey Camasta, CAMASTA on Instagram, Joey Camasta. And also he's got two podcasts, It's Happening with Snooki, his friend, and also Out and About. But Joey, welcome to the show. Let's talk about being a gay icon.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I think that you are a gay icon every day because you look just like me, and I can't do it all anymore, so I need you to be my doppelganger and, you know, hit the streets and take over my throne when I can't be there.
Okay, that makes sense.
I would be perfectly fine being your stand-in body double. What are some of the gay duties that you do? Maybe I should ask that first, that you can't have all these obligations for.
Well, first and foremost, dates, Gavin. I know that I'm booked and busy, so have men ever come up to you and asked why do you even call them back?
Okay. So this is actually going to help you in the romance department because you're too busy. These men think you're ghosting them. He can go, baby, no. Everything's okay.
Yeah, so I have a second one for you, man. Also, I need you to do my dirty work and go to department stores and return clothes I already wore the night before.
I'm actually very good at that, Joey.
God, you are a prince.
Again, we're talking to Joey Camasta, social media superstar, part of Barstool and host of two different podcasts. Okay, so first of all, let's ask, can a straight woman be a gay icon?
Well, I think most straight women are gay icons.
Of course.
The rates we have, you know. So I think that it's perfect. I think you just have to really commit to the role, Katie.
Okay. So tell me what I need to do. I've got pen to paper.
Okay. First of all, you have to start drinking at noon.
Already done. Okay. So far, we are on the right track.
Okay. I need you to wear mini skirts and high heel shoes all day long.
Ooh, okay, now listen. Here's the thing. I got thick thighs and pretty eyes. I don't know that I can pull.
You need a triple reinforced pump then.
Okay, then you know what? You're right. I'm in.
What about the mini skirt, though?
Well, it doesn't have to be a mini skirt, but it has to have something, you know, if we need fashion at all times, you know, we're going to go into brunch, we need sequins, we need a floor length fur.
Okay, that I can do. I can do all of that.
You have not done it yet.
I have some sequin numbers you just haven't seen yet.
Well, when are you going to start
wearing them to work? How many wigs do you
own? How many what?
Wigs do you own?
Oh, many.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's really going to help in the department. Okay. We need lace fronts on a Tuesday afternoon.
Okay, you know what? I will tell you what. I do need to up my wig game. They are not all lace fronts, and I'm embarrassed to tell you that, Joey.
Okay. One other thing is very important. What can you bring to the gays? Do you have a pool? Do you have a swing pool?
It's an above ground. Okay.
So not gay.
So how about this?
That is a straight pool.
Okay, number one, there is nobody that woos better for a gay than I do. Okay?
Okay.
Number two, I have a beautiful singing voice.
That is stimulating for sing-alongs, but she has to be wearing a wig.
Yeah. And then the other thing is I have big boobs.
Well, you know, I always said that no matter what your sexual preference is, a pair of boobs is always comforting.
That's what I'm saying.
A pair
That's
of boobs is always comforting. Can we go back to the pool for a second?
Oh, Gavin, get it.
I have a real pool, like an in-ground pool, that every summer I restock with elaborate floaties.
Gavin,
she has an above-ground pool that's infested with frogs.
Okay.
Well, that's why you're already on the list of gay icons.
Thank
and she's
you very
still,
much,
still Thank pending.
Thank you very much.
You know what? Much like a gay icon, you're trying to steal my shine.
I think we've learned a lot today. Joey Camasta, thank you so much for coming on the show. Again, follow Joey Camasta on Instagram. Joey, it's Camasta. His last name's all A's. And he looks exactly like me, except a much more fabulous version. And check his podcast out. It's Happening with Snooki and also Out and About. Joey, we love you
we
so
love
much.
We love you.
You always have a
good
home
luck
here.
Good luck to you, Katie. I'll see you at Gay Pride.
Yes!
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it up.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.